for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
Welcome to Living Life. I'm so happy to share God's Word together with all of you. And today, before we look at the passage together, I want to share my story. And I have two daughters, and my second daughter was born 5 weeks ago. And she's doing great, and she's healthy. But as I'm raising her, and as I feed her, change her diapers, and trying to like play with her, and all this this time that I'm spending with her, the more I spend time with my children, I start to remember what my parents did to me and the relationship that I had with my parents. And as I look back, I start to remember like my parents were telling me a lot of different things. And I was thinking they were just giving me this lecture, and I was like so bored of listening to them. And I was thinking, oh, why are they like so interested in my life? Why are they just too much trying to get too deep into my life? And I was confused, and I was rebellious to my parents. And I think most of us went through this stage of our life and thinking that they're just talking too much, and they are just getting too close, too deep into our lives. But as we look at today's passage, I start to think that the Father's heart, God's heart, is like our parents' heart. When they speak to us, they're not intended to do us harm or do something wrong to us, but what they want is to actually lead us and guide us to the proper path. And He wants us to walk the proper way. And that's what our parents want from us, and that's what God wants to see in our lives. And as we look at Jeremiah chapter 36, 1 through 19 today, that all of us, I hope, to see the God's heart and His will in our lives. Let's look at the passage together.
Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 1 through 19. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel, Judah, and all the other nations from the time I began speaking to you in the reign of Josiah till now. Perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways. Then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin. So Jeremiah called Baruch, son of Neriah, and while Jeremiah dictated all the words the Lord had spoken to him, Baruch wrote them on the scroll. Then Jeremiah told Baruch, "I am restricted. I am not allowed to go to the Lord's temple. So you go to the house of the Lord on a day of fasting, and read to the people from the scroll the words of the Lord that you wrote as I dictated. Read them to all the people of Judah who come in from their towns. Perhaps they will bring their petition before the Lord, and will each turn from their wicked ways, for the anger and wrath pronounced against this people by the Lord are great." Baruch, son of Neriah, did everything Jeremiah the prophet told him to do. At the Lord's temple, he read the words of the Lord from the scroll. In the ninth month of the fifth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, a time of fasting before the Lord was proclaimed for all the people in Jerusalem and those who had come from the towns of Judah. From the room of Gemariah, son of Shaphan the secretary, which was in the upper courtyard at the entrance of the new gate of the temple, Baruch read to all the people at the Lord's temple the words of Jeremiah from the scroll. When Micaiah, son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll, he went down to the secretary's room in the royal palace, where all the officials were sitting. Elishama, the secretary, Delaiah, son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, son of Achbor, Gemariah, son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, son of Hananiah, and all the other officials. After Micaiah told them everything he had heard Baruch read to the people from the scroll, all the officials sent Jehudi, son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, to say to Baruch, "Bring the scroll from which you have read to the people and come." So Baruch, son of Neriah, went to them with the scroll in his hand. They said to him, "Sit down, please, and read it to us." So Baruch read it to them. When they heard all these words, they looked at each other in fear and said to Baruch, "We must report all these words to the king." Then they asked Baruch, "Tell us, how did you come to write all this? Did Jeremiah dictate it?" "Yes," Baruch replied. "He dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them in ink on the scroll." Then the officials said to Baruch, "You and Jeremiah, go and hide. Don't let anyone know where you are."
Oh, if we look at today's passage, Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 1 through 19, we can definitely see God's heart. And in verse 3 and verse 7, God is speaking to Jeremiah, and God is speaking through Jeremiah to the people who are in Jerusalem. The same passage, some same message that God is delivering to these people. And the message is, perhaps when the people hear, they will turn from wicked ways. And in verse 3, at the end, it says, then I will forgive their sin. I think this short verse, it just resembles to all of us what God's heart is, what the Father's heart is. The Father's heart is not trying to punish us. Father's heart is not trying to condemn us and to just wipe us away, all of us, from the surface of this earth. But His heart and His intention to us is that constantly He is praying for us and He is speaking to us so that if there is just a little bit of chance, at least 1% of chance, that we may turn back to Him. And He wants to grant us this mercy, and He wants to grant us this salvation, that He wants to forgive all the sins. And that's the Father's heart. Like we see in the story of prodigal son. The prodigal son, we know that the father, even though the son was did a huge wrong to the father, but the father was waiting for the son. Not just one day, not just 2 days, but week after week, month after month, the father was waiting for the son and hoping the son to come back. Despite what the son did to the father was waiting for the son. And I feel the same thing when I'm meditating on the book of Jeremiah, that the heart of the father is always waiting for us. In despite our wrongdoings, despite what we did to hurt His heart, the Father is actually, even this moment, that He is waiting for us to repent and to turn our ways back to Him, and that He is promising us that He will forgive us. And I pray that all of us will just feel that Father's heart and live accordingly in today's life. We cannot avoid all the mistakes in our lives. And we are sinners, and we have to admit that. But the good news is that our Father is a gracious Father. And our Father is a generous Father. And He is waiting for us to turn our ways back to Him and repent. And that He's promising us that our sins will be forgiven. And second thing I want to see is the Father's authority. And it's like the Father's heart is willing to bring our lives back to Him. And because of that, with His authority, He is speaking to us in every day of our lives. Even this morning, even this afternoon, that He is consistently speaking to us into our hearts. That He's giving us the message, please turn back. And the power, the authority of the Father is mentioned in verse 16. When the message of Jeremiah was spoken through Baruch to the people in Jerusalem, in the temple. And what they did was, when they heard the word, they looked at each other in fear. And they said to Baruch, "We must report all these things to the king." And the response of the people when they heard this message that God has spoken to Jeremiah, the message of repentance, their response was they were in fear. And then when I'm raising my kids, my first daughter, her name is Summer, and she started to have this habit of like dropping food from the table. And I think she enjoys, she thinks it's like a game. And she just keeps dropping the food from the table and on the ground. So a few times I just saw her and then I didn't do anything. But after a few times, I started pointing out to her. And I said, no, Summer, stop. And what she did was actually she was crying. I think she knows that I'm not trying to harm her, hurt her. But she knows, she fears me. And she has that a fear toward her father. And when the father actually is speaking to her, and she knows that she did something wrong. And that's why she started to cry. And I think the same thing with our Father in heaven. When God is speaking to us, and I hope that this fear, the great holy fear in our hearts, to be revived and restored, so that when we hear the message from the Father, when we hear the message of repentance from the Father, when we hear the message of the pointing of our sins from the Father, that we will fear and start to turn our lives back to Him and ask for forgiveness. And our gracious Father will respond to our prayer, and then He will forgive all our sins. As I have shared in today's passage, that I pray that all of us, when we hear the Word of God, if we believe that God is our Creator, if we believe that God is the Creator of this heaven and earth, and if we believe that God is the one who sent His one and only Son into our lives to save us and to bring us eternal life, and if we believe that God is the God of heaven who is waiting for us on His throne, and on the last day, that He will judge us and He will welcome us into His arms. And if we believe that there is God, and when we hear His word, when we hear His word that He is speaking through us, through this Bible, that I pray that all of us will repent and will humble ourselves before Him and turn back to Him and asking for His forgiveness of our sins. Let's pray together. Father, Lord, we pray and we thank You so much for Your message that You have spoken through Jeremiah, and that You are the Father who loves us, and You are the Father who is gracious to us and who is waiting for us to return to You, and that You may live among us, that You may live with us, and that we pray that our hearts will be humbled before Your word, before the authority that You have over us. And without authority, Lord Father, just help us to completely lay our lives before You, that we may live according to Your will. We love You. We thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer, CGM.